5. Campus life.
Yes, how can I assist you?
Hi. I want to get some information.
Okay. What kind of information would you like?
About the campus counseling, I think I might need some help.
I see. Well, that's what we are here for, to help students like you.
Good.
Now, I just need to ask you a few questions.
Sure. Like what?
Well, first, what is the nature of your problem? Is it mainly academic? Is it a health issue? Is it financial? Or is it perhaps related to a relationship problem?
Oh, okay. Well, it's kind of everything together.
Okay. Let me ask some more specific questions.
All right.
Are your grades suffering? I mean, have they recently taken a nosedive?
Yeah. In some classes they have.
Okay. But not all classes?
No, not all.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign. In how many classes have you noticed the change?
2 of the 5 I'm in now.
Well, that's not so bad.
Except that I'm now failing those classes miserably.
I see. Now, what about health problems? Are you feeling a specific pain or illness in some specific area? Or is it more of a general malaise?
It's nothing specific, really. It just seems that I never have any energy anymore. I never want to do anything. I don't want to talk to anyone or go out. And I sure don't want to hit the books when I should be. I can't even bring myself to go to class as much these days.
Aha! Those are actually really common symptoms at this time of year.
Really?
Yeah. The cold weather and short days can affect people that way, especially when combined with end-of-semester stress.
Wow, that's good to know.
Yeah. It's important for you to know that you're not alone in this. Not by a long shot. Now, you also mentioned financial problems?
Yeah. Well, that's not the biggest problem, but I did quit my part-time job at the student union.
Do you have enough money for your basic necessities, like food, books, tuition?
Yeah. I just don't have enough to go out much anymore, which isn't such a big deal because I don't feel like going out much anymore.
All right. Well, hopefully we can turn that around. We can probably help you get your job back too, if you so choose.
Okay.
And what about your relationship problem?
Well, the problem is I don't have any relationships. Though that's not a new thing. It's been like that for quite a while.
I see. Okay. The next thing I need is your name and student number. Then I can arrange an appointment to see a counselor for you. The counselor will talk more with you about your problems, and we'll try to come up with a plan of action to get you back on track. He or she may even refer you to a medical doctor if they think you need medication. Any questions?
No, I guess not. Here's my student card.
Number 1. In the dialogue, the two speakers discuss the man's problems. Put the problems in the correct order in which they were discussed. Number 2. According to the man, in how many of his classes have his grades decreased? Number 3. What are the examples of necessities given by the woman? Choose 3 answers. Number 4. What does the woman imply when she says this?
It's important for you to know that you're not alone in this, not by a long shot.